But back to sex, and more specifically desire. As we saw, St. Augustine gets really hot and bothered about sex. He gets into a real sweat, you might say, about sex. It was very hard to write this bit without doing dirty jokes, but anyway, go on, sorry.
Historically, was St. Augustine, did he go through a period in his life with lascivious? And
he was, yeah, that's right. So St. Augustine's early life, he was a wanton, as they say. He moved from being a sort of wanton fellow to being a real ascetic. And, you know, these things are never black and white. I was saying last week that you don't want to have glib black and white views of theists or Christians or whoever. Nonetheless, I think there's a fundamental problem with the way St. Augustine sees the world based on his interpretation of human beings in relationship to a divine being, and that the body is one of the main instruments within which that relationship is expressed. And even the Church of England and the Presbyterian Church in Scotland and then later in Europe and America, it basically holds that fundamental view that sin is located in human beings and it's got something to do with the body and desire. So St. Augustine sees all this, and the Buddha doesn't see it quite like that, although he does recognise the kind of scale of the issue. He does think there's an issue. In fact, in one place he says, if there was a desire impulse in human beings that was as strong as sexual desire, it would be impossible to gain enlightenment and see the nature of things. You'd just be driven around all the time if you had like another desire as strong as sex in your life, you know, and it was active all the time, how difficult it would be to slow down, yeah? So, the Buddha responds by addressing the issue using various different kinds of teachings, but he also has a moral code. But the sense of that code and the kind of morality behind it isn't the same as St. Augustine's. It's not prescriptive and it doesn't judge us on a fundamental level. So Buddhist ethics, which is in a way what we're looking at, are a bit more like a set of map references that help you navigate. So here you are, navigating your way through the world. You're seeing things one way, they're really another way, and sometimes that really comes back and hits you. And it's difficult. And the Buddha comes up with a set of ethics and says, if you continue to navigate by your desires, you'll run into trouble. Here's a code that you can try and live by that help you work out as an autonomous, responsible adult how it is it would be better to behave.